In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. My dear friends, our Advent preparation has come to its fruition, and we have, for this time of preparation, Advent preparation, been contemplating the second coming of the Lord, which is the deeper meaning of the season of preparation, while at the same time, with a penitential tone and also a joyful aspect to our penance, all this time we've been getting ready to celebrate this beautiful feast, which has such power to touch and to open hearts. And the celebration of this feast comes at the end of a hard year. But today, even if we have various cares, and for some people there are many right now, let us do our very best to wrap our cares in the lovely paper of our tears and hand them over to the Christ child tonight. Whatever tears we have, let them be transformed by his presence and his light into tears of joy. Saint Leo the Great, a great pope, lived in the 5th century, said in a Christmas sermon, 1580 years ago today, as a matter of fact, he said that it's a sin to be sad in any way on the birthday of life, the one who came to heal our sins, on the birthday of the one who came into our world to open our way to immortality. And so nobody can be exempt from joy tonight, no matter what their cares. So if you are holy, if you're a saint, well, then you are that much closer to your crown of glory, right? If you are a sinner, well, then you are that much closer to your reconciliation with God and with his church. And all of us are closer to the one who came into this world to reveal us more fully to ourselves. That's something that came out of one of the documents of the Second Vatican Council, a document, not without its problems, but a document called Gaudium et Spes. And there was a young Polish bishop who worked on a certain part of that document, a fellow by the name of Karol Wojtyła, and he made sure that there were some things put into that document. And one of the things that he said, one of the things that he added to, that he contributed to that document, was that Christ came into the world not just to save us from our sins, but to reveal man more fully to himself. Imagine what that is. That from all eternity, the Son was the invisible image of the invisible God, the invisible Father. And with the incarnation, he takes our human nature into an indestructible bond with his divinity, a perfect human nature, because we know that that which was not assumed was not saved. So it had to be a perfect human nature. And then on this day, that new visible image of the invisible Father is brought into the world by the Blessed Virgin. And so now we have, in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, the visible image of the invisible God who reveals us, God's images, more fully to ourselves. That is one of the things, that is one of the beautiful mysteries of the Nativity. And remember that in our liturgical worship, our sacred worship, by our baptism, those mysteries are made present to us, and we are made present to them, so that they can transform us from within. You too, my friends in this difficult year, have by your baptism also a share in the sacrificial role of our little Lord, our little high priest, who's born into this world into the wood of a crib, so that he could eventually go to the wood of the cross, the perfect lamb who washes clean all of our sins. Today we hear about how in the gospel, the angels went to shepherds that were nearby. Well, there's a little something that not a lot of people know is that place nearby to Bethlehem at Ephratah, that was the place where Rachel had died, giving birth to the last of the 12 sons of Israel, of Jacob, Benjamin. And that was, then they put up a monument there to her. And after that is where the shepherds who were actually of the Levitical caste, of the priestly caste, those shepherds, raised the sheep and the lambs that were to be the sacrifices in the temple. And there are two major birthings, one in the spring, of course, for Passover, but they also had a kind of sheep that also gave birth to their lambs in the winter, right now. So as the lambs were coming there, the lamb was also born in Bethlehem. And so the angels went to them and they rushed immediately to see what was happening. These shepherds might not have been the most educated of all the priestly caste, but I'm sure they knew enough to know what was happening. These were priests taking care of the lambs who were to be slain in the temple, and they rushed right away to see the one who would take away all of the blood sacrifice in one perfect, perfect act of self-oblation on the wood of the cross. That's a little subtext for you from the gospel. The shepherds were taking care of the lambs for the sacrifice. So, my dear friends, these are mighty mysteries which our sacred liturgical worship makes present to us. They have the power to transform us. And after this, we're going to have an eight-day period, the octave, in which Holy Church stops the clock for a while, so that we can rest within the mystery. It's like going to a museum and stopping and looking at a magnificent statue, and instead of just walking away and say, well, there it was, and then turning around and walking away. Instead, no, you stop here, and then you go and you look at it from there and from here and from there and from there. And you take time to look at it. You take time to examine it. And if that's true with a beautiful statue in a museum, how much more true should it be with the glorious mysteries of our saving faith? So God bless you all at this Christmas time. I will pray for you. I ask a prayer for myself. And give yourself over to time during this period to spend time quietly gazing at an image of the Christ child and his mother. And also in this special year that Holy Church has reserved for Saint Joseph. How much do we need in our country right now for men to take the Saint Joseph as their good model and begin to live their lives accordingly? How much do we need Joseph in our lives right now? So this is a great gift. Our times, if they're difficult, well, this is the time that God wanted us to be here. And so he's going to offer us all of the graces that we need. Not only that, if the times are more difficult, that means there are more graces for us and more honor to be here now. We are the team that he selected to be here right now. So let these mysteries transform you according each to your vocation. Spend time with the Holy Family. Consider the mysteries throughout the octave. Let them transform your lives. May God bless you. Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.